What did you experience?
I experienced a oneness with the experience, so that there wasn't the dissolving of the separation.
Right.
I mean, really easily. I love the way you did that and the way you brought me there, because I've had that experience many times. But I love the way you so easily enabled that to happen.
Beautiful. Yeah. So a sense of oneness, a sense of dissolving separation. Beautiful. Clark.
Hello there. So we're going through this exercise. It was very helpful for you to say teach us about being present without effort to feelings and thoughts and physical sensations. And so I was feeling like a individual, kind of out in space, kind of working as an individual. And then you made this comment about what happens if the edges go away. That was a very, very powerful perception, because then I thought, not as an individual, but as the edges melted, you became one with, well, the area around me, the people around me, the thoughts around me, the whole solar system, the whole universe. And then it was like, okay, this is just part of this huge stream of humanness, and I'm just going with the flow. It's very relaxing.
Yeah, so relaxing, and I'm hearing you really felt this sense of spaciousness and limitlessness.
It was just like just one little pile of person trying to be on their mission. It's like we're on the big adventure. So this is go with the flow. It was a very nice moment. Thank you.
Very nice flow. Beautiful. Beautiful. We got a couple more.
I felt like this space of floating and the layering of thoughts dissipating. So it was like the judgment of being tired, and then just like just everything layering off. And then I was floating in this space where I was just completely present and dialoguing, and I don't know what I was dialoguing about, like even right now. So it was really neat.
Okay, so good. So falling into presence, mm-hmm. falling into kind of the dissolving of thought,
yeah.
and then noticing even some kind of spontaneous thoughts arising that may have been kind of from a different level of consciousness. There's like the chitter-chatter thoughts, and then there's sort of a clearer...
It was right where I was noticing I wasn't in the past or the future. I wasn't thinking about, you know, something else that I was doing or thinking about, you know, something that hasn't happened. I was actually completely in the present moment, but I don't know what I was talking about. But I just was like, wow, this is present. So
this
it was being present, aware
right?
of being present.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. What was your experience?
Actually, it's very hard for me being action-oriented to really relax like that, but the steps you took us through, this is probably the first time that I can remember where I actually was able to sit here and actually feel myself, my body relaxing, and the effortlessness that you put us through as far as, you know, the hearing, the seeing, and the feeling ourselves. So I totally was able to block everything out, and it felt very, very relaxing.
So very relaxing. Beautiful.
I felt, hello.
Yeah.
I felt the moment, thank you, only after I wanted to grab the pen 3 times.
So good. We noticed the impulse to raise the pen, and then by not acting on that, you were able to just rest into the present.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, I've been in pain since yesterday. Over some oral surgery I had. Was up in the middle of the night with a lot of pain and been in pain. And this is the very first moment when we got through this exercise that I was completely pain-free. And don't ask me why, because even when I was taking the Advil, there was still that little bit of pounding under all that. This is the very first moment.
Wow.
When it just totally stopped.
Wow, beautiful.
So, thank you.
Ooh, nice. I love pain-free, suffering-free.
I also really enjoyed how you walked us through the thing and shared your experience. I'm an active person, too, so be able to go there. But it is like this observer me, you know, the observer me that sees me relaxing and sees me doing things. I learned about that a little bit ago. But what part I really liked when you said, did you notice there's no past in this moment? That really, it's true. When my body is observing, I can't worry. And worry is a big challenge for me. So I really appreciated that little phrase in there.
And actually the phrase was, Do you notice any past in this moment?
Right.
Not, there is no past in this moment.
Exactly.
That was for you to discover, right?
Because it wasn't, I can't focus on that and focus on worry at the same time. So, and very peaceful. I don't, and Larry mentioned too, don't want to come back. You know, when you've right. got us over there and you're like, and come like, on back. You're like, no.
I could tell this group was really like digging, hanging here. And I've just spent 5 days at a retreat where we were hanging here. So trust me, I didn't want to leave it either. So that which all of you are speaking to, that presence, that sense of oneness, that dissolving of separation, that sense of flow, relaxation, that is who you are. That is awakening. Awakening is the recognition of who you really are without the second layer of reality called thought, reactive emotions, feelings, so forth. That is awakening.